From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Pat Ryan keeps insisting that Republicans are proposing to slash veteran services. Currently, Congress must approve a new debt ceiling to cover past spending, and instead of just approving a new limit as in the past, Republicans in the House of Representatives say they will only approve a new limit if there are massive spending cuts in the next budget. Ryan said, and I quote, "Far-right extreme Republicans in Washington have offered two bad options. Either we default on the full faith and credit of the United States, which is unprecedented in our nation's history, or we agree to their cruel cuts to veteran services. These are the men and women who risk their lives for our country. American heroes I served with in Iraq who were told this country would always have their back. My response is simple. Hell no." End quote. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro claims there will be no cuts to veteran services, saying, and I quote, "Cuts to veteran services and benefits are off the table. The Limit Save Grow Act sets a top line number for the entire federal budget. It does not include cuts to the VA," end quote. Molinaro did not say what spending cuts he is in favor of or what cuts Republican negotiators are demanding of President Joe Biden's team. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that only 137 of the 1,254 firefighters on the Greene County tax rolls are using the Emergency Workers Real Property Tax Break approved by the legislature in February. The low usage means taxes for everyone else will not rise as much as expected. Greene County Director of Tax Services Ray Ward said that taxes are only going up $3.50. Ward said, and I quote, "Originally I told you that there were around 1,200 firefighters on the roll. 137 of them, a little over 10%, applied for the exemption. The impact was much lower because I was working with the number of 1,200. I gave you the worst case scenario of $17 to come in on an average home last year, which was valued at $250,000. The impact is about $3.50. If they're in the village, increase that by $150," end quote. The responders eligible for the tax credit could have gotten $200 off of their taxes. Besides Greene County, many towns and school and fire districts also passed the tax credit. Ward said, and I quote, "Of the 10 of the 14 Greene County towns, 5 of the school districts, 3 of the 5 villages, and 7 of the 26 fire districts have adopted the new RPTL 466, a volunteer firefighters and volunteer ambulance workers exemption. With a tight timetable to get this accomplished in time for the March 1st taxable status date, it was good news that our encouragement to them appears to have worked," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Habitat for Humanity started building new homes on Eagle Street in Philmont on May 19th. Currently, state and local officials have said there is an affordable housing crisis in New York and the Hudson Valley. These will be the 26 and 27 homes that Columbia County Habitat for Humanity has built over 3 decades. The group keeps the price of the homes no more than 30% of gross family income and limit construction costs to $300,000 each. Al Balanchia, executive director and CEO of Habitat for Humanity, said, and I quote, "The family pays what they can afford, so we can fill that gap in what the family can afford to pay. That gap is where the community comes in. The community has always helped raise the money to fill the gap. That is why we're a nonprofit organization, because we're able to do that through fundraising, grants, and donations," end quote. These are the first homes the group has worked on since the COVID-19 pandemic began. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Makel reports with Porcupine Soup that the Village of Coxsackie won a $1.5 million Restore New York Communities Initiative grant to fix up some buildings at 2234 South River Street. That is the block of abandoned storefronts with apartments above and an old theater and opera house. The three-story brick building was built between 1870 and 1882. The properties are owned by Aaron Flash's development firm, Empire Riverfront Ventures, that recently renovated the nearby Patrick Henry's Tavern, converted the old iron foundry into the Wire Event Center, and is building the James Newberry Hotel. In March, Coxsackie won a $4.5 million New York Forward grant for another restoration and renovation in the village. And you can read the full story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.